Good evening, this is N5AOW, the control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I have a comment and recommendation that we have the courtesy of giving OC10 Net the time to do their net. It's a worthwhile cause for communication. It's a time-scheduled event like our own net, and in order to have check-ins from all areas. Theirs is normally at 9:40 to 10 p.m. Usually 10 to 14 minutes is all it takes. We have overrun our time from many occasions because of comments and other contacts with members. Let's give them their fair share of time. It's a radio courtesy. Any further comments for this? My phone number is in the phone book, and feel free to contact me after the net. And with that, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. The Boonville, is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Gather Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. A name and a radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from the east side of Oneonta, and Bob, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue on Echolink tonight.
Okay, Kevin. Got a little audio differential there. I don't know what's causing that on it for you, but other than that, how have you been? And I hope you had a great day today.
All right, Bob. Yeah, be advised, another Echolink came in here. Looks like N8ACC, IAAC, I think is what it was. His name is John, so look for him after me. Yeah, KD2FTM, I'm over here on the east side of Oneonta. Probably some of that noise anomaly. I'm over at KD2JWC's QPH. We're kind of doing a little project for his truck he's going to use in a pull next week. So I was trying to assist with some welding and stuff. But yeah, we're just kind of having some fun here hanging out. And it is raining just lightly here. Haven't had that much. It's just been a very, very light rain here today. And it's only reached 70 degrees for a high, and I think we got probably like 68 or 70 right now. So with that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to net control at 82 FTM.
Okay, Kevin, very good. I had a little difficulty understanding you. I think the audio was distorted and probably through the Echolink itself, but in any event, I got a good deal of it, no problem. And you have a great evening. I hope things go well for you tomorrow, and have a great day. All right. With that, we'll move along. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. I believe he said there was an N8-something Echolink there, though, too. N2PFM.
KC2WI.
Okay, we've got KC2WI and N2PFM. Yeah, you must have heard it a little better than than I did, George. I had some noise background here. And if there is an 8 station wishing to check in on Echo Link, I'll stand by and you can try it again.
Oh, good evening. Please check in November 8, Alpha Alpha Charlie. Name here is John, located in Akron, Ohio. Go ahead.
Okay, very good, John. I've got the call, N8 Alpha Alpha Charlie, if that's correct. And how are things your way? You're in another area, and I imagine the weather situation has been a little bit different than ours.
Yes, sir, it's been a little bit crazy here. The temperature's been kind of wild, up and down. We've had very little rain here. The humidity's been very high, and we're just kind of looking for fall to arrive now. We're already getting kind of tired of the heat and humidity. Back to Nat and AAC.
All right, very good, John. Yeah, I would imagine. I know, looking at the weather across the board, it seems like a lot of folks are having a whole lot different weather than what we are, and some of them having it a whole lot hotter and more humid. All right, very good. I'm glad you checked in with us. Feel free to check in anytime. N8 Alpha Alpha Charlie, this is N5AOW, back to regular members and guests. And we'll start with N2PFM, George.
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. 71 degrees, temperature range today 54 to 79, and mostly sunny today. Some did go in and out a couple of times, but it was mostly sunny. And rather pleasant today, not the high humidity, and that, thank God. And everything's quiet here, so we'll say God bless, and 73 is on 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, I hope you had a good day, and at least you had sunshine to charge the batteries up, and that's good. Keep you going for a little while. Was a nice day, a little bit cooler. Okay, KC2WA, Pete, how are you doing?
KC2WI, well, I've had a kind of an ordeal of a month. Just one thing after another, and I haven't been able to get out. Even these last week or here or so, when it, you know, just to go out for an hour or two, maybe I've gone over to the boat launcher and jumped in and swam for 2 minutes, which is better than being trapped in the city, but and then right back to work, you know. The Windows 10 deadline has come and gone. I worked till midnight. Actually, later I thought, well, if I change the time zone, maybe I can get a couple that are being finicky. I got all the customer ones. I got some of mine. I had one here that I just didn't think straight because I was doing too many things and I was backing up the hard drive, and I finally thought, what I should have done in the first place is just throw another hard drive in there. And I actually put seven in there. I found some really cheap Windows 7 product keys online, and I should have just pulled the hard drive out, put another drive in, loaded 7, loaded 10, and then gone back to my regular one and fixed it all later. And I could have done that much earlier in the evening, or, well, in the evening. And I probably would have had a chance to get 10 in there. Although, I don't know if it was time, or if it was just that there was some quirky thing about this computer. And I think it might have been I don't know what blocks Windows 10 from doing it. I had a customer one in town, just didn't do it either. And it might have been something unusual plugged into the USB. In my case, I had the prolific parallel to, you know, or USB to serial, you know, ID thing for my radio, and I had the external, well, it wasn't turned on, the signal link, I don't know. Anyway, that's over and done with. It is what it is. And I was going to do an install today, but I just didn't even get the chance to get the computer out. And the other, one of the other little, you know, time wasters, my refrigerator quit. Well, actually, it didn't quit, but I noticed it was a little warm. I thought, well, maybe it's just real hot. And then it didn't cool off, so I knew what was going on. So I think it was maybe Thursday. I lost a couple of hours there because I had to take everything out of the freezer, put it all down in the refrigerator compartment, move things, just shove it all down there, disassemble the panel, get the put electric heater in there and the heat gun, manually defrost it and put it all back together. So that the defrost timer shot, and so today, instead of getting to this other computer, I had to go into town, called up Mike's Appliances. Hey, you got a timer? Yeah, we got a universal timer. That's the more expensive, probably two or three times what I could get it on eBay. But you know, they had it, and you got to keep the local guys like that in business, because when you need them, you need them. You don't have time to wait for something to ship in a week from Amazon or eBay. So I don't mind paying. I understand exactly, you know, to keep stuff in stock, you know, there's a cost to that. So simple job to change it, but just one more thing. And I called up the customer. I said, listen, I got to do this refrigerator. You're only going to be there until 4, and let's just not rush, and we'll do it later. So then I said, okay, that's enough. And I went out, went for a little swim, went to the store and got the timer and all that, like I said. And then I went for a swim and came back and did a couple things and went out on the bike, went for a swim. And actually, there again, what I should have done out of daylight there, I started to rake, and I wanted to get some stuff raked up and run the lawnmower before it rains. But it'll just have to wait, and I'm planning to take a few days off, so the grass might get high and whatever, but that's the way it goes. I've got to take some summer while it's still here. Anyway, that's the story, and I don't think the summer's been bad at all. I mean, it's been hot during the day, but we haven't had really miserable, hot, muggy nights. It's always cooled off reasonably, and it actually, most days, I shut the house up in the morning, and it's been fairly tolerable. KC2WI.
You know, Roger on that, Pete. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we do basically the same thing here. We keep it, well, it's open in the evening because you get the cool weather come in, and then close it up in the morning, and kind of retains it at least for most of the day, and with a couple of ceiling fans that keeps things relatively cool. But there's always the backup with the AC, but I'll tell you what, we both like fresh air a whole lot better than the air conditioning. But that is good for dehumidifying the air, and me with my breathing from time to time, it does help. Well, it sounds like you're getting a little edge or a little bite on the relaxation time. You just need a whole lot more of it, Pete. Okay, 7-3, and have a great evening, and we'll see who else is out there. This is N5AOW.
KD2KYE, David, we're stationary.
Okay, very good. We've got KE2KYE. I didn't get the name on it. Yeah, I had a little, may not have put it out there, but I had a little noise, traffic noise, and so on here. So how are things doing your way?
It's Kilo Delta 2, and it's David. It's looking good down here. It's cooled off. It's 72 degrees out. No humidity to speak of. So it's a fairly nice night. And we just wanted to stop in, give you a number, and tell everybody 73, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay, David. Well, glad to have you check in with us, and feel free anytime we have a net. It's always nightly, 9 p.m. Usually lasts about 20 minutes to about a half an hour. So, enjoyed having you join us, and glad you enjoyed the day. And, well, you're lucky you got a lower humidity level than what we're having up this way. Anyway, 7-3, and have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, my day was great. Got up this morning early and got to it. You know, I swore I was going to take it easy for a couple of days, and somewhat, I guess, to that extent, I might have done that. But, well, I'll tell you what, I hurt my body pretty good for the last 2 weeks. I've been working on different projects to get things organized, cleaned up, and just overall back to where they should be. Seems like it all too quick gets away from you. Boy, I'll tell you what, the older you get, the more time it takes to take care of some of the simple things. And hopefully that'll get easier from time to time, too. But yeah, there are days where, I'll tell you what, two items on the list is about all you're going to accomplish. All right, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins. Final call. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for all and any check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
Pick it up, Pete. KC2WI.
Yeah, it's about the, you know, closing the air, closing the, or opening the house. You know, I would love to be up where I really get a breeze and I don't have to listen to the fans running, but I don't, so. But what I do is, the other night I kind of put them on low because I didn't want to blow the moisture in. But most nights, I just, I've got, you know, I just blow cold air in until 7 o'clock in the morning. And I don't care if it's 50 degrees in the house because, you know, it's going to get, no, it's never that cold. But, you know, and, but pretty much, I've gotten to the point in the summer here where I just live as if I'm outside. All the doors, you know, well, the screens, but all the doors and windows are always open if I'm here. Oh, it's just, you know, until you know, the hot. And then you shut the front, or in my case, it's the front, the east side, you know, southeast side, once it gets to be 8, 9 o'clock, and you're good to go, and late in the afternoon, you can open everything up again, and you know, exchange the air, and it's almost like camping. I got, you know, enough windows here. I'd like to have more, actually, but it's the way to go, and I haven't had to put the air conditioner in years, but I agree, if it's really gets muggy, hot and muggy, then that's good to, you know, keep some moisture down. KC2WI.
Roger on that, Pete. I'll attest to that. I've had a number of different times where it really got the humidity. It felt like it could cut it with a knife. And that's when, you know, when it's really that warm, that's the time to put them in, turn them on, and get rid of some of that humidity. I know, for the most part, it don't do too bad, you know, with the breathing, but well, when it gets heavy humid like that, it really takes its toll on my respiration or whatever. So, I know exactly what you mean in keeping things cool during the course of the day if you can. Okay, I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in with the Black River Valley Service Net? This is N5AOW. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, David for checking in. We also had George and we had Kevin down at Oneonta. And we had John, N8AAC. Enjoyed everyone checking in. 7-3 to all. Have a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW Clear.
This is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in. With or without traffic, now stations are welcome.
N5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
And 5AOW, Rainbird, Bob, and KC2NBU Ray. Thank you both for checking in. This is Doc 10 looking for any further stations. This is Doc 10. Last call for Axon. Hey, KD2DXF, returning to net control. Thank you both for checking in. 73 to see you. KD2DXF.